I'm David Bean Cooley, and this is Fresh Air.
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of dogs from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now and again in the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles! That's
close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that
it was 40 years ago on Monday that the Fab Four, John, Paul, George, and Ringo, performed live on American TV for the first time. That episode of The Ed Sullivan Show launched a musical revolution, and we're devoting today's Fresh Air to the Beatles. We'll hear from Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr and the Beatles' first drummer, Pete Best. But first, I wanted to talk about just how amazing this Ed Sullivan appearance was. You have to remember, or imagine, what TV was like then. There were three networks, no cable, and, because this may not be obvious to today's teenagers, no MTV. Rock and roll rarely, if ever, showed up on TV then. When it did, it was on talk or variety shows. Yet word got out fast that the Beatles were going to be on The Ed Sullivan Show. Their first single had just topped the charts in America, and young people were dying to see them perform live. Film of the Beatles had shown up on Jack Parr's Tonight Show, and even on the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite. But what was shown there was a lot of girls screaming insanely, and the Beatles themselves sporting what at the time seemed like insanely long haircuts. Virtually everyone I know who's about my age claims to have seen the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show that night. And I believe them all. That variety hour was seen by an estimated 71 million viewers, which at the time accounted for more than 40% of the nation. That's 142 times as many people who were at Woodstock. It's also, to this day, among the most popular TV shows ever broadcast. In terms of percentage of population, only one program, the finale of MASH, scores higher than the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. Not even any Super Bowl ranks that high. Five songs were performed that night, three at the top of the show and two more near the end. Pity the poor juggling act, Wells and the Four K's, who had to follow the Fab Four and close the show. But variety was what Sullivan's program was all about. Also on that same show, it's worth noting, was Davy Jones, one of the young cast members of the musical Oliver.
I'd do anything for you, dear, anything for you, mean everything to me. I know that I'd go.
After watching the Beatles from the Wings, it was only 2 years until Jones was starring as one of the Monkees, American TV's answer to the Beatles. I also find it fascinating that in the same Sullivan show, impressionist Frank Gorshin, who later played the Riddler on TV's Batman, based his routine that night on a premise that he and the audience found equally far-fetched and amusing.
Well, it's election year, and once again, a lot of the Hollywood stars will be out campaigning for the candidates of both parties because of their interest in politics. Well, a funny thing occurred to me. What if these stars should suddenly decide to run for these offices themselves? They'd have no trouble getting votes because of their popularity. In just a short time, the stars will be running the country.
That was before Ronald Reagan, much less Arnold Schwarzenegger, ran for governor of California. How times have changed. Yet after all this time, newly issued Beatles CD collections continue to sell millions and top the charts. Their impact was and is phenomenal. And we'll examine that phenomenon in today's show. The current occupant of the Ed Sullivan Theater, where the Beatles performed 40 years ago, is David Letterman. Monday on his CBS Late Show, Letterman will note that occasion in a variety of ways. One of them will be to replay in full one of the songs the Beatles performed that night, I Wanna Hold Your Hand.